Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Played when we enter a room or leave it, unless, I don't know, somebody's listening that could be a future president, so maybe I shouldn't say that, because I encourage people to get involved in politics and shoot for the highest level that you want to go for, as long as you know your reasons why. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining me on the show, and I appreciate our fans and friends overseas that are listening as well. We feel you, Madrid. I lived in Madrid. I feel blessed to have had that experience, and the people treated me like I was their daughter, seriously. And this was a couple decades ago, but they are struggling with an outbreak of the novel coronavirus. So we understand. Here in the United States, we're up to 203,000 people that have died with it. And there are people that have recovered, thank goodness. And I'd love to see that number continue to get higher and higher and higher. I mean, that's the key, right? Scramble is still on for the vaccine. And depending on who you talk to in the know, yeah, it's going to happen. But how quickly is it going to happen? Two firms developing COVID-19 vaccines are saying pharmaceutical companies are trying to give the public as much info as possible about the testing because they want them to know. They want to boost confidence that any approved vaccine would be safe, which that makes sense. If I'm on that side of it, because there's people that don't want to take the vaccine, they are looking at this with kind of a crooked eye, thinking, you know what, how safe is this? This is the thing that keeps now coming up. When you do these polls or hear about these polls where you've got 40 to 50% of the people saying, no, I'm not taking a vaccine. So they're trying to be transparent. Do you believe they're being transparent, of course, is the thing because of the bad rap that pharmaceutical companies, rightfully so, I think, get so often for the poison that they've pumped out there to the American people. There's good stuff, right? And there's good doctors. And then there's the ridiculous side of all of it. And, of course, what feeds Washington? So, anyway, AstraZeneca's CEO and the chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson said on Thursday that they recognize the coronavirus emergency demands increased transparency from vaccine developers to ensure the public has faith in the end product. Amen, brother. Bring it on, both of you. Let's see it. Show us everything. But they did stress that there are limits to the information they can release because why? They have to protect, they say, patient confidentiality and the integrity of their scientific research. So ultimately it comes down to this. It's trust, baby. Who do you trust? Listen to me around the world and inside the borders of the U.S. Who do you trust? The independent experts that oversee the drug trials? More panel discussions with people that you trust? I think that some people are looking deeper into this and wondering about the vaccine. By the way, the president is repeatedly saying that we're turning the corner. The vaccine's going to be approved before the presidential election on November 3rd and calling scientists' estimation of a longer timeline confused. He says, yeah, that's a confused timeline. It's going to be much sooner than that. All right, this is something that scares me to death because it's just another thing to throw out the people on the West Coast. The Western wildfires, and of course with all of the smoke we've seen, might actually cause long-term lung damage. Scientists are saying that the dirty air from the Western fires, since it's so vast. It's obvious in Portland and Seattle, you're listening to me there, that these these residents who have been suffering through some of the dirtiest air in the world may have some damage in the future. I was just reading a thing on Vox. They say breathing the burning air is similar to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Wow. I mean, it makes sense, right? But when you hear it that way, I don't smoke. So it'd be like I'm smoking a package of cigarettes a day. And there's short-term illness from the smoke. So in the emergency rooms, people are coughing up a lung. Seriously. They're having difficulty breathing. You know, the breath we take, every breath we take is now so precious to all of us because with between COVID and what we're hearing with the fires and what we're seeing, I mean, does it get any more in your face about how incredibly horrible it is when you can't breathe and you're gasping for air? It's like one of the worst things ever. So the long-term lung damage is kind of scary, certainly. And now what we're seeing is the push to determine what's going to happen ultimately with the Supreme, on the political side, with the Supreme Court vacancy, the president saying, you're going to get your nominee. Just hold your horses. It's going to happen at 5 o'clock on Saturday. I will announce who that's going to be. And the president decided he was going to pay his respects for RBG's death, and did that, and then was booed when he went out to do that, which, you know, come on, that's ridiculous. But the people I know are saying I was wrong on the Florida Supreme Court justice, that it most likely is going to be Amy Coney Barrett because of her background and because of the connection to Trump. There's a connection there. So she would be the youngest justice on the Supreme Court, and she could be there for generations. And if you look at her record, if you look behind the scenes, she's somebody who is absolutely conservative in what she's done in her career and where you see it. She's been a federal judge for 3 years. She's written about 100 opinions and several telling dissents where she clearly and consistently had a conservative bent, whether it was guns, sexual assault on campus, abortion rights, whatever it was that she was ruling on. And she is definitely a consistent conservative jurist and legal thinker in her rulings and any of her academic writings. This is who I believe it's going to be. Now, I didn't think so at first, but I think that's the direction that that the president will go. He could surprise everybody, and we'll see. She's even been critical of Roe v. Wade, the 73 abortion decision by the Supreme Court. So does that mean as these trials and tribulations come up, which way will she vote? I mean, who knows? But she definitely would be a conservative judge, and that would stack the deck in the right direction. So if you look at going to the right, she is absolutely the one, and she's possibly the one who's going to be announced as the nominee on Saturday. It's all about the numbers. We're headed there next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
That's what this is all about. Look around you. Open your eyes. We're always talking about numbers because it's the way you measure, quantify, get people to understand what you're saying. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about that. I've interviewed over 16,000 people. What I learned from them that you need to know that can help you move the needle on your life. Get it? The number, 16,000. Oh, and 500 rejections before I actually got a gig in sports. Although lots and lots of people tried to, lots of guys tried to help me. They just weren't the gatekeepers. So when I look at numbers on this week, when I go through this week and I look at numbers, the scary numbers are some of the numbers that I've talked about. The gusty winds, the triple-digit heats, the heat. There's not even 8,000 wildfires in California this year. Did you hear what I said? 8,000, friends. Warm, dry, fall forecast. They think there could be even more trouble. It was 100 degrees the other day, for goodness sake. Then you couple that with 30-mile-an-hour winds, humidity. It's not good. Lots of friends in Cali. They're considering whether they want to stay. They love it. But there are a couple of things that aren't too great lately, and of course the fires are one of the things. Whether it's Northern California or Southern California or anywhere in between. August was the hottest month on record for the entire state. I mean, when you're in Chino and it's 121 degrees, forget about it. Yikes. All right, we move from the fires to and how scary that is to something else when it comes to numbers. And the number that I'm looking at is the travel numbers. You know, things are getting canceled right and left. There's about to be big layoffs. Some of these major airlines. The airlines are trying to do what they can to get people to escape, to feel safe, to get away, that kind of thing. But even if you get more people to travel, the problem is that there are states that require you to quarantine. So even if states are opening back up, who's got 2 weeks to quarantine first? You know, you got to do that first, and then you're going to visit afterwards? I don't think so. I mean, that's part of the whole thing. You know, it's like even Alaska. Hey, let's go to Alaska. Well, you show up there, you got to fill out a mandatory state of Alaska travel declaration form and designated quarantine location. Where's that going to be? And they keep upping it, like where did you come from? Where are you coming from? And that's, you know, the whole thing is part of it. In Delaware, all out-of-state travelers have to quarantine for 14 days, except if you're just passing through. I mean, otherwise you have to do that. Same thing in Connecticut. They're urging that you can come to Connecticut by whatever transportation route you take, but you got to quarantine. Got to do it. Florida. Traveling to Florida from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Louisiana. Got to do the quarantine thing for 14 days or however long you are in the state. There are, of course, exceptions to all of this. But, and every state's different as to what they're requiring. But that's definitely putting a crimp in the whole travel thing. Where can we go? Where can we quarantine? Can we quarantine? Can we work where we're quarantined? What do we do? What do we do with that? I don't know. How about Walmart? Walmart is promising an all-new Black Friday experience. And they're saying that they're going to hire people. People need money. We're going to hire 20,000 seasonal workers. If you're looking for a temporary job just to get some do-re-mi in the door, it may be where you could end up, right? They're talking about they're trying to do what they can to pull people away from online shopping. Good luck with that. And they're going to prep their stores for safe shopping. So they're going to have savings throughout the whole season, they say. Like really do up the Black Friday thing. They're going to hire those workers. They're going to do whatever they can to get people to buy from Walmart, whether it is e-commerce or actually in the stores. But they really, really, really are going to push to, I think what they're going to do is they're going to push to keep things going. Like if they're saying they're pushing the Black Friday experience, I think they're going to just announce it earlier. That's what it seems like to me. The hourly rate for the seasonal jobs range from $15.75 to $23.75. By the way, speaking of holiday gift giving, if you were thinking of PlayStation 5, I was just looking at this. Their release date is November 12th, and it starts at $399.99. But the titles include Hogwarts Legacy and Final Fantasy X. Oh, pretty interesting, right? I mean, I think that's going to be a must for some who are gamers. And then in the stores, by the way, it's going to be masks required. Stores will have shorter hours, but more deals. Get people to get in there. More hours for seniors, the people that are more vulnerable. They're going to work on that, too. And I imagine that stores that are able to do it are going to do the same thing that Walmart's doing. I think Black Friday could be, I don't know, it could be tomorrow. Didn't you know? It's holiday season already. Yes. It's Black Friday. Hey, if you have a spare $80 million and you want to impress your friends with a painting you probably know nothing about, check it out. An enigmatic painting. That's how it's being described, by the way, from the Renaissance master Sandro Botticelli will go on auction next year. And they're saying that, you know, it could get $80 million. It's the 15th century portrait of a nobleman in a young man holding a rondel. And it is, they say, the highlight of Sotheby's Masters Week sales series. You know, like how I do that? Did I sound like a moneyed person sitting there? I'll bid $70 million. Sotheby's Masters Week sales series in New York in January. I've seen this painting, and I've seen it a couple of different, popped out there, not in person, but I've seen it out there. And I'm looking at it, and you know what, it's a pretty unique painting. I get it, you know, and somebody said to me once, I'd say, what's the painting worth? They say, well, it's worth what someone's going to pay for it. So I guarantee someone will pay, someone's going to pay a lot for it. They could get over $100 million. And they haven't, well, they have seen that. There was a Monet that sold, I guess, for $110 million in 2019. Somebody's got some money somewhere. Somebody can afford a nice gift or something they can hang up in one of their estates. I don't know. Just even thinking of that amount of money for painting. I love to look at artwork all day long. I mean, well, not all day long, but I love art. And I can't imagine if I had that much cash on hand, I don't know, would I spend it on any painting? And the answer is no. Uber isn't worried about $80 million paintings. They're worried about riders who don't mask up. They've removed more than 1,200 riders from their platforms for adhering to the wearing mask rules, and they're expanding their tools to identify those who are internationally and intentionally. I don't know why would they be internationally? I understand intentionally defiant moving forward. So yeah, you just get out if you're not going to mask up. When they say no mask, no ride, they say we mean it. And that's what we've done. I guess this is what they mean. U.S. and Canada, they've removed people from the platform. That's what they do. They ban you. So you do get removed. I mean, that's a real possibility. It's a no-no to step in and think that you can get away with not masking up. So most people are masking up, especially when they hear that they could get pulled off the platform. All right, coming up, a couple of great conversations with two guys who are so interesting in different ways. Larry Clayton joins us. Wait to hear his spin on voting and what he's done when it comes to voting and Christianity. And Darren Kenneth, the poet with the mostest. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump paid respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as Ginsburg lied in repose at the Supreme Court building. Trump has been respectful of Ginsburg, intentionally holding off his announcing the nomination until after memorial ceremonies have concluded. He also offered words of praise for Ginsburg upon her passing. He said, "Today, our nation mourns the loss of a titan of the law. Renowned for her brilliant mind and her powerful dissents at the Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg demonstrated one can disagree without being disagreeable toward one's colleagues." After lying in repose at the Supreme Court, Ginsburg's casket will be transported to the National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, where she will lie in state on Friday. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has finally directed her committee chairs to assemble a scaled-back coronavirus relief package as a basis for potential talks with the White House, according to Democratic sources. But an agreement still seems hard to reach, and the House could vote on the new proposal next week, even without GOP support. Pelosi and House Democratic leaders met to decide on what course they will take. They've had numerous opportunities in the past to at least pass bills on things that have been agreed to by both sides, but Pelosi has refused. Congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, rejected the president's assertion that he will see what happens before agreeing to any election outcome. Many other lawmakers, including from the Republican Party, vowing to make sure voters' wishes are followed ahead of Inauguration Day in January. The president continues to say he wants to make sure the election is honest, and he's not sure that it can be with mail-in voting. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The timing of this couldn't be better, of course, because we've been talking about voting, and we just had the big registration push the other day. And I am so thrilled, you can hear him in the background, to welcome to the show Lawrence Clayton. And this is a guy who for 40 years taught at the University of Alabama. I almost went to school there. But his background is so incredible. I could talk to him, and you could listen to him, trust me, for probably 2 hours on this show. But our time is limited, so let's jump to it. We're talking about the election and his book that you need, Election 2020 Reader. So, Larry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This is always a pleasure to talk about something that's important for all of us.
And it is important, and it saddens me that, you know, the statistics show that, 30 to 40% of us vote. So, and you always hear that lame answer, because I think it's lame. I'm only one vote. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, I am also astounded at the statistic. It may make up us 40%, and I'm going, what's the other 60% doing, you know? And I got a note from my brother, older brother. He's 88 now, 88, 89. And he's still my older brother and tells me what to do and how to think. And he says, because I just told him about the book, and he says, are there any Christian voters out there? And I said, if all the Christian voters voted, I said, they could carry any election or any huge subgroup. And, you know, there's still 60 to 70% of this country that declares themselves to be Christians. So I'm like you, like I got the little voter, a little demographic inquiry 2 or 3 months ago, you know, on the census thing.
Yeah.
And there were two of them, and they came in the mail, and I opened them up, and that took me about 2.5 minutes to answer each one and stick them back in the mail. And I'm going, what's going on in this? What's going on now? Have people walking around, knocking on doors, making sure you fill out the sentence as if it were some sort of application for a loan, you know, for your car. And it's so simple. And so I hate to, and I'll stop here. I hate to go, well, it was simpler and better when I was younger. Sometimes it wasn't, sometimes it wasn't, you know, and voting is, you just don't know how important it is until you live and work like you have. And many of us have in other countries where you don't have that right.
Absolutely. So explain, and I can hear the passion, and I think everybody gets why, but explain Election 2020 Reader and why you decided you were going to put this together.
Yeah, I have an op-ed column each Sunday in my local newspaper, the Tuscaloosa News, and I write about anything I feel like. I'm a historian, so I write about history. I'm a Christian, I write about Christianity. I'm a human being, and I write about anything that crosses my mind. And a lot of my writing has to do with applying the scripture that I'm reading and listening to the world around us. Those of us who really have made a commitment to our faith understand that most of the answers to the world's problems and challenges are in scripture. And they may not tell you to vote for the Democrats or vote for the Republicans, but scripture is going to emphasize certain deep principles, truth, honesty, forgiveness, love. And people go, what have they got to do with the election coming up? All I can hear about is hate and distrust and accusations. And I think, but within the Christian world, there are answers. I don't supply the exact answer and tell you who to vote for in the 15 or 20 little essays I have strung together. But I do tell you and point to scripture, which points to these principles that Jesus enunciated and were interpreted by the Apostle Paul and others on how to live and how to live within a Christian context. I'm not writing for Muslims, or I'm not writing for Islam. I'm not writing for non-believers. I'm writing for those folks who are still within, and there's still a huge majority within the Christian population of our country, which always was Christian from the very founding. So that's the short answer. The answers are there. You need to search for them. But unless you, it's like a piece of scripture says, unless you hear the word, and you're not going to know the word. And so my object is to kind of take the written word and put it out there for those people who want to read a little bit more about what it is that Christianity asks you with relationship to how you relate to the world.
So I think of it as kind of a roadmap. Like, here's places to look, and you decide, but here's the places to look.
Here's the place to look, exactly. It's, for example, I was just rereading it just last night, going through the copy editor's copy. The first chapter, I think, is devoted to religious freedom. Oh, yeah, religious freedom. Everybody takes it for granted. Don't take it for granted. In a lot of countries in the world, you don't have it. And it is precious, and it gives you, and it is how the founding fathers, and you may not like John Adams, you know, and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. They were old white men who were misogynist. Took me a long time to spell misogynist. But they were so well-read, and they were so well-educated, and all of them were Christian at one level or another. And they took these principles and enacted them into statutes that became our Constitution. And so part of our job is to go back, and then it's the historian in me, go back and read what it is that the founding fathers and others who interpreted, you know, big issues over the centuries, you know, women didn't get the right to vote until 1919 in this country. People go, well, that's what happened. Well, that was the old world, you know. We still had segregation in the South. When I came with my parents to visit the farm in South Carolina where my dad had grown up, I remember seeing a sign about whites only. And I'm asking our maid from Peru, Genoveva and Melchora, who raised me as a boy, I said, ¿Qué quiere decir eso? What does that mean? And so It wasn't always great, and we have to deal with that. But the principles and the underlying truths that have made us what we are, freedom, for example, and liberty of the individual, are there in Scripture. You got to find them.
Yep, absolutely. And we're speaking with Lawrence Clayton, the name of the book, Election 2020 Reader. And you've really sprinkled this in this conversation, but let's nail it. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
You know, I hope they're able to measure the two candidates and their commitments to the faith. And my take is that regardless of what you think of Mr. Trump, and he has a very big ego and a big mouth, and and I'll just leave it at that, okay? Because the Democrats do a much better job of dumping him and holding him accountable for everything, just like the Republicans are making poor Joe Biden look like a retard. But anyhow, what's important is to determine who's advising these guys. And Trump, my wife's a pastor, and she studies this stuff. Well, right now she's in the hospital at UAB with COVID, but she's coming through it. And she has looked at some of the pastors and women pastors who he has turned to for advice and for preaching. And she says and some of the people that he's listening to that she knows about, said our main line, Larry, these people are faith people, and she calls him a baby Christian. Okay, you go, nobody ever thought of Trump as being a baby anything, but hey, at one time he was a baby, we all were. But a baby Christian is, in the language of Christians, someone who has just gotten hold of some of the essential truths and is working his or her way, like learning, you know? We don't all graduate from college when we're 16 or 17, we have to go there. We don't all graduate from high school. You have to go through the process. And as I go through the process, I find, without diminishing Vice President Biden, I'm not in here and I'm into name calling stuff. His faith is much more kind of institutional and legal. And Trump has turned to Christian activists and actors and, faith people who have begun to instruct him, and he's beginning to learn. So when you come away from this book, I'm going to give you a definitive answer. Of the two candidates, he's the one that's closest to mainline Christianity. But what I do is I kind of instruct, I'm an old teacher, okay, and so I kind of instruct you by in 10 or 12 chapters, short chapters, you can read this whole book in less than an hour, as to why that is so. Is it because you like Trump? No. Is it because you dislike Biden? No. It's because I'm looking at them through the lens of a Christian believer. And no politician that I know of, except maybe Jimmy Carter, who was a born-again Christian, who failed miserably as a politician, and I really like Jimmy Carter, voted for him in 1976, and then I voted against him in 1980 for an old movie actor. You go, an old movie actor? Who is that? It's Ronald Reagan, you know? To be a president of this country, you don't need to be an intellectual. You don't need to be immensely creative. You have to be practical and know how to do things and have a good sense of worth and what is valuable and what is right, okay? And then it's up to us to vote and make that determination. We don't live in a dictatorship, thank goodness. Not yet.
Yeah, thank goodness. Perfect place to end this. I love that you said it wouldn't take you long to read this at all. Election 2020 Reader, Lawrence Clayton, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to chat away with you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, this time around in Author's Corner, we have Darren Kenneth with us, and he's written a book called Pieces of Me. So if you think about that, Pieces of Me, how personal is that? And Pieces of Me is, you know, we're talking about poetry. We're talking about taking a ride through the mindscape of Darren's soul. So, Darren, thanks so much for coming on. And where does this interest come from in poetry?
Actually, Kate, my interest in poetry goes way back to high school. When I was in high school, I had a creative writing class, and one of the things we did in that class was to learn about different types of prose and poetry. For one of the assignments, we had to write a poem about something we had seen or observed. And some people wrote about observing sporting events, some people wrote about watching television or movie, and some people wrote about observing people. I chose to write about meditation. This is something that was very important to me because it was one of the ways I coped with being a teenager and being in high school. And as you know, those years can be very awkward for some people. For me, it was no exception.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So give us a little taste of, I know that you've got a great, I know that you've got a great poem related to that. Let's hear that.
Yes, this poem is called A Journey, and it basically tells you, as a reader, what I see when I meditate. This is called A Journey. A journey begins as I close my eyes. The first thing I see is an extraordinary array of colors. Then looking down a hallway, a hallway into the chasms of my mind, I feel strange, almost mechanical. As I walk the tunnel of darkness, I see a stairway ahead of me, a tubular staircase with 21 steps, all crystal and pearly. I journey off down a step, and I feel the smooth crystal forms beneath my foot. I feel a vastness. It is that of space around me, surrounding me. I feel my second foot journey down to the next cleft of stone. I continue on with my journey, deeper and deeper into the catacombs of my mind. As I continue, I look around me. I see stars, an infinite, endless time and space. As my last toe extends off the last crystal step, I feel an openness surround me, overpower me, and fill me with energy and life. I journey on. And ahead of me, I see a huge door of bronze and gold. I reach into my pocket and pull out the key that dwells there. I place it into the door and turn the knob, releasing all of its power and magnificence. I journey on into the next dimension.
Wow, well done. You took me into that dimension, that's for sure. As a writer, and again, we're talking to Darren Kenneth, Pieces of Me is his book. What are the causes you care about as a writer?
You know, Kate, one of the most important causes for me is mental illness. That's because myself, I suffer from bipolar depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. One of the ways that we treat mental illness is with therapy. This can be as simple as sharing your emotions with a family member, a friend, or a loved one. And this works great for some people. For some people, they don't feel comfortable sharing they don't feel comfortable sharing their feelings with the people that they're close with. In some cases, it's easier to do that with a therapist. This could be a psychiatrist or a social worker. Another way we treat mental illness is with medications. There are many different kinds of medications that are out there. If your doctor puts you on an antidepressant, you need to make sure you tell them about all the medicines you're on, both prescription and non-prescription. Some of the medications could have an interaction with other meds you're on for things such as a heart condition, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Be careful because there can be some very bad side effects, and some of these can be dangerous, and some can be fatal. You know, Kate, some people don't believe in the treatment of mental illness. They think you should just pull yourself up by your bootstraps, man up and shut up, and you'll be fine. Let me tell you, this type of treatment doesn't work. You really need a combination of both therapy and medications to have a good chance of getting better.
Wow, so well said. And I know from so many people around me, that is important and very, very good advice. Thank you for saying that. And I know you have a poem that you wanted to share with us, another one.
Yes, the second poem I'd like to share with you today is called Bipolar Mess. This poem is very important to me because it talks about exactly what it's like to be bipolar. This is Bipolar Mess. I'm feeling down and out today. I don't have very much to say. The day is sunny, but I'm in the grays. It's been like that throughout my days. The sky is blue, the leaves are green, but gray is the only color that I've seen. I'm feeling down and feeling tired, but someday soon I'll be way too wired. One day up, the next day down, one day a smile, the next a frown. I do not know why I must live like this. It's not a very nice way to exist. I wish I could control my mood from feeling down to feeling good. My emotions swing from day to day. I cannot stand to live this way. I do so wish my moods were stable. I would control my moods if I were able. I can sleep all day or be up all night. This way of living isn't right. The day is sunny, but I'm in the grays, for there is no color to my days. If moods are a color, then mine is black. It's the light in life I truly lack. I'm not at peace inside my head. I'll find my peace when I am dead.
Wow, that is powerful. Thank you for that, Darren. Wow. And it really highlights the struggle of what you go through. We're speaking with Darren Kenneth. It is Pieces of Me. That is his book. What else do you like to write about? What do you write about?
Kate, I really like to write about the human condition. I enjoy writing about the bright side of feelings, such as happiness, joy, and love, but also the darker side of emotions, such as sadness, sorrow, and depression. My goal as a writer is to be an outlet for people to share their feelings. We share our feelings with other people, the movies we watch, the music we listen to, the books we read, and the greeting cards we send. In the past, there was very little in the media that shared the topic of mental illness, but this is changing. Now you may find a movie or music to talk about it, may find books to talk about it, but you'd still be very hard-pressed to find a greeting card that talks about the topic of mental illness, such as obsessive-compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, or bipolar depression.
Wow. And again, powerful, powerful, powerful. I hope people are taking this in. Pick this up. You can get it up on Amazon. Pieces of Me, Darren Kenneth. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Interesting in listening to Darren, he made me think about, I mean, I have people close to me that really struggle, and we certainly have had a therapist on the show and talking about, especially with the pandemic, what's gone on. For people who struggle with bipolar, struggle with any kind of mental disease that they have to deal with. And in the one poem, this is exactly what he said, that roller coaster ride where he talked about, either sleeping all day or you're up all night or, you know, whatever it might be. And it made me think of, and I think it's good that there are movies that talk about this now and that there's more conversation about it. It's never, 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 never enough. And you know that because we certainly have had my doc friends on, etc. There's a movie called Silver Linings Playbook, and it's David O. Russell did it, and it's a movie that I put it on your list. It's a movie to watch anyway because there are some funny moments in it, and it's about a son who has bipolar disorder and OCD, and so there's, you know, it's so authentic, and it's just this moving story and the kind of the tightrope of what they go through. And Robert De Niro's in it, and Jen Lawrence is in it, and Bradley Cooper is the star of it. In fact, Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress, and this movie is, again, with relatives and dealing with it. I think it's one of the most insightful movies ever. And I bet that was part of Russell's intention, but it's one of the most insightful movies into the mind of what it would be like, somebody living exactly like Darren was talking about in that state. What does that feel like? So put that on the list, like I said, Silver Linings Playbook. And good for him for putting that together, his feelings, his thoughts, in his own book, Darren Kenneth, Pieces of Me. And thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Remember, we are all in this together.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.